USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson pulled out of the contest to become Britain's next leader on Sunday, saying he had the support of enough lawmakers to progress to the next stage, but far fewer than front-runner former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak. There's a very good chance that I would be successful in the election with Conservative Party members and that I could indeed be back in Downing Street on Friday, Johnson said in a statement. But in the course of the last days, I've sadly come to the conclusion that this would simply not be the right thing to do. You can't govern effectively unless you have a united party in Parliament. Consumer fraud experts are sounding the alarm about election-related phone scams ahead of the November midterm voting. Logan Hickel of the Better Business Bureau in Seattle had this to say.
Double check who you're actually speaking to on the phone. We see often that criminals will pretend to be affiliated with your party or the candidate, and they might try to scam you over the phone by asking you to register to vote, even if you're already registered to vote.
Also, watch out for someone offering prizes.
People at home need to see prizes as a red flag. Legitimate pollsters that reach out to you to answer surveys to understand what the individuals at home are thinking, they don't usually offer a prize for completing a survey.
A Uvalde, Texas state trooper has been shown the door.
A Texas state trooper who arrived at the scene of the Uvalde, Texas massacre just 5 minutes after the shooting started has been fired. The sergeant is one of several troopers investigated after revelations that law enforcement delayed going into the school while the gunman killed 19 children and two teachers. According to CNN, the Department of Public Safety officials did not disclose a reason for the firing. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Although she doesn't accept the results of the 2020 presidential election, former news anchor Carrie Lake, who's running for governor of Arizona as a Republican, now says she will accept the results of the gubernatorial race if there's a fair election. She once again brings up unproven claims about voting back in 2020.
I think a lot of people who were responsible for that election know that there were rules broken and laws broken.
Taylor Swift has said Midnights was inspired by certain key sleepless nights, something many of her fans undoubtedly experienced, as the singer-songwriter dropped 7 bonus tracks and a music video just hours after the album's release on Friday. Midnights was released at, well, midnight Eastern Time, and had become Spotify's most streamed album in a single day by 6:15 p.m. With a runtime of around 44 minutes, listeners would have had the opportunity to play the album 4 times before Swift unleashed Midnight's 3 a.m. edition. Tailgating taken to a whole new level Sunday in Philadelphia, where Game 5 of the National League Championship Series is underway today. The Phillies hosting a block party outside their stadium with food trucks, music, and a Ferris wheel that anyone can ride for free. This fan plans to party all night long.
Probably come back out to the lot and probably stay until midnight and keep listening to music real loud, playing Polish horseshoes, having a couple of brew chachos.
Brew chachos? Really? For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.